Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
All right, let's get after it. TGIF edition of the show. Welcome in. It's Rabot & Co. ESPN 680, 105.7. Zach Cantrell on the other side of the glass. My name's Louis Rabot. You can find me on Twitter at Radio Louis. Find the station at ESPN 680. However you're hanging out, in your car, at your cubicle, throwing boxes at UPS. Maybe you're on the line to Ford, driving a truck, whatever you're doing. Thanks for making us part of your Friday. We'll get you into the weekend here. Bobby V after us. Mixtape 530 is part of the roundtable today, of course. Inside Churchill Downs at 6 o'clock. Yacht Rock night tomorrow night. Me and Zachy C, we're heading out for Yacht Rock night. And listen, people, we're going to have the Yacht Rock discussion. I feel like it's something we need to dive into. I did the podcast last night, Zach, getting ready for, partially at least, the races at Churchill Downs. So we're getting ready for that. We had Steve Kornacki on, and he's a cool guy from NBC, right? He does the maps, political maps, all that kind of stuff. He's one of the cool guys. But I made him talk Yacht Rock.
There you go.
You're damn right. We're talking Yacht Rock. You understand? So we'll get into Yacht Rock at some point during the show. Zach contributed to the show sheet, and something happened that I did not expect with that contribution. It's considerably better. It's so layered, Zach. You don't even know where I'm going with it yet, do you?
I don't think
you got
so.
No idea. Okay, good. All right. But it's a good story. It's something we need to talk about. Matt Dinnerman, Monmouth Park, he'll join us at 11 o'clock to talk Haskell Preview Day. How about that? Did that on the Horse Racing Happy Hour last night, too, if you want to go listen to that, at Horse Happy Hour on Twitter. Texture, how does the Hunter Biden verdict affect the Dallas Cowboys trade deadline decisions? It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. I have a very stupid email chain, Zach, with four guys that I went to graduate school with. We talk a lot of politics, a lot of philosophy, that kind of stuff. The stuff you talk about with bros that you went to grad school with. How about
that? Yeah, pretty much.
And and one of them was talking about, you know, the Biden verdict comes out and whatever else, and about how, you know, if you were president, would you let your kid out of jail? Like, would you commute the sentence or would you pardon him or whatever, right? This kind of stuff. And I was thinking about it, and I think I would let my kid go to jail if I could be president for 4 years.
Jeez, I wasn't expecting that.
Well, only one of them. There's one of them, he kind of bothers me, you know, like there that kind of stuff. Like, let the one who bothers you. I think that's where Biden's at, by the way.
Yeah,
like,
you think Hunter's the one that bothers
him? It bothers him.
So, I mean,
that's the giveaway, right? It's like, everybody's got a kid that kind of bothers him.
You see, Dak wants $60 million a year. Are we sure Hunter Biden's not running it? Because they're both on crack. Yeah.
What an incredible sentence. Oh, man, he is Zach Cantrell. We'll be hanging out with you until noon. Like I said, Bobby V after us. We get another disappointing result. The game was interesting because the Oilers decided to make it a game in the third period. I'm not going to do a ton of hockey talk, don't worry. But just, Zach, can we get a series at all? The answer is no.
No. We might get in the College World Series.
There you go. Oh, you know what? It's a good job by you.
By the way,
the U.S. Open might be interesting.
Did you see the jello shot leaderboard?
Have I seen the Jello shot leaderboard? What are we doing here?
Shame on Florida, by the way. You're behind Virginia. What are you doing?
You know what? Good for you. That is the place to go with that conversation. If people don't know what this is, it's Rocco's in Omaha. Does a Jello shot challenge every year as part of the College World Series when the teams come to town. You tell them which team you're with, and they count up the Jello shots that your team purchases. Goes to charity. I've never heard what the actual charity is, so it might be the greatest scam of all time. Like high-level Jello shot scam, just buy the Everclear or whatever, dilute the bleep out of it.
You it's know, the human fund.
Something like that. And so I'm not reading that text, but no, I can't. who's at the top of the board? It's UK. You know why?
It was. It's not now.
Today it's not?
No.
It changed already?
Yeah.
Who's at the top now? Is it A&M?
I believe it's Tennessee, but I'll double
see,
check.
Okay. They're, okay.
Okay. So, okay. So Tennessee has 348. Texas A&M's actually only at 165. Kentucky is at 279. They are third. Okay. So North Carolina's second. Kentucky's third.
If you're... Okay. So, Zach, let's say for some reason, and I alternate universe, you get to go to Omaha and Ohio State is there.
Yeah.
What is your Jello shot budget?
The limit does not exist. We're winning that thing.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate you, Texter, telling me about those things. Is it Texter 041, is that on this show? Is it on a different show? If it's on the ESPN platform, please let me know for this show. I really appreciate it. Thank you for texting those things in. 437-9680 is our UPS jobs text line. A little tech issues around the show as far as podcasting and those sorts of things. So we'll have to check into that. Boy, Zach, if you were opening the show today, how would you open the show? Because this is one of those weird spots where, you know, Kentucky's in the College World Series, but I'm not going to lie, I didn't watch them all year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the U.S. Open's going on. I'm not a golf guy. You know, European soccer's going on. I'm the most interested of that. But no one cares about that.
No.
And so, like, and then there's horse racing, of course. What would Zach open the show with?
Man, I don't even know.
Okay, yeah.
Probably with the fact that probably the Giselle stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Texter says, Louie's like, sure, one of my kids can go to jail. I've got spares. That's essentially where I'm at. Yeah, no, that's right. Texter, I'm leaving Derby City now. I love this guy. I love this guy. It is 10:06 a.m. And I'm getting these are our people, Zach. Are you ready for this text?
Yeah.
437-9680 UPS jobs text line. I'm leaving Derby City now. I'm up $22, two double shots of Noah Mill at 114 proof, so no complaints. You're damn right, no complaints. Let's go. No complaints. I love our overnight people, man. There is a group of people, by the way, that you know, jump off and do the third shift thing, and we're like their nightcap, Zach.
Yeah.
How about that?
I like it.
How about that? I like that a lot. How about that? Yeah, that's great. Text, I listen to this. And Round Daddy, it's only on this show. Man, we have some unbelievable issues with our podcasting. So we'll have to look into that. So 437-9680 here on the UPS jobs text line. I guess I'll go with this. NBA Finals tonight. And I think while I wouldn't look at Luka's career or anything else differently if he loses tonight. Is there a chance we would look at the Celtics differently if they do sweep here? Is there a way for them to elevate this run through the playoffs? Because I think we're totally undervaluing how good they've been. I mean, just the unbelievable run that they've been on in the playoffs, right? So they lost once to the Pacers, right? Or did they sweep that series?
They swept the Pacers.
All right, they swept the
they
Pacers.
They lost game two to Miami, to the game Cavs, two to Cleveland.
And once to Miami. Both those at home, right?
Yeah.
The Irony. Yeah.
Both of them are game twos.
What if they go through the playoffs and only lose two games? Is it an all-time run, or are we just going to go, that's just the NBA this year? Because I think it's an all-time run.
A little bit of both.
So you're reticent to say it. So I mean, that's kind of...
20 losses or less club for NBA champs, and only six teams have done and won 80-plus games. The 96 Bulls, 97 Bulls, 2017 Warriors... 80 or 67 Sixers, 86 Celts, 87 Lakers, 71 Bucks, 83 Sixers, and 2015 Warriors. So basically, all of those teams are legendary teams.
Yeah, yeah. No, Louis, you don't have to explain this to me, Texter 006. I understand this. This is the the absolute. Yes, we know. I know I'm your nightcap, dude. Your third shift. I get it, man. You're leaving Derby City not because you're a total degen. No, you went to work and then you went to Derby City. 100%. Ain't no judgment for me. No, get in here, buddy. 437-9680. Hey, Louie, where did you get your hair transplants from? I don't have that, but if you're interested, our guy, Mays Plastic Surgery, go see my guy, Chet Mays, for sure. Texter, open the show with some wrestling talk. KP is a plant. Cal can't coach. Beth Haven's coach needs a shot, or hell, you can always do middle linebacker, second stringer, rated talk. How about them Cowboys? What a text. I mean, what a text. That's a person who needs other hobbies, but I appreciate you listening to the show. That's fantastic. But I'm being serious about the Celtics. Name those teams again, by the way.
86 or 96 Bulls.
96 Bulls.
87-13. 96.
87-13.
If the Celtics win tonight, it'd be 80-20.
That's ridiculous.
97 Bulls. 84-17.
God.
Warriors in 17. 84-16. 86 Celts. 82-18. 87 Lakers. 82-18.
God.
83 Sixers. 77-18. Warriors. 83-20.
Let's go through those teams again. Okay. Yeah. So those two Bulls teams, we know who's on them. That's Jordan. You got the Warriors team.
KD and Steph.
KD's on that team. Reminder, I want to remind people who's on these teams. It's not just Steph. KD's on that team.
So is Clay.
And Clay's on there. Everybody. Okay, keep going.
67 Sixers, Wilt Chamberlain. 86 Celts, Larry, yes. McHale and
yep.
Parrish.
Yep.
DJ, Danny Ainge.
So my point is, for them to be doing this, and they're doing, by the way, they're beating Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving in the same series.
Yeah.
Like this. Okay? So you can look at the previous series and say, look, Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton not up to that snuff. Fine. But who did the Bulls beat in the early rounds? Similar scrubs.
Yeah.
I mean, scrubs.
Well,
let's beat.
Yeah, in the finals, they beat Kemp and Payton.
Yes.
And then Stockton and Malone.
Correct. Those are legit.
Yeah.
And those are great duos. And that's what we're talking about with the Mavericks this year. That's why this run is so interesting. It's so good, man. I think we're just, and I try to make this a theme of the show. I think once in a while greatness happens in front of us and we don't pay attention. And I think this is an all-time great run from the Celtics, especially if they win tonight.
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing to say, oh, what if they win in five and it's less? It is less. It's less if you lose a game. Wins and losses. Period. Conversation over for that part for me. And so I think there's something going on here. And it's something we talked about for sure. The emergence of Jaylen Brown as a top flight player.
He's the MVP.
He's going to be the finals MVP, and it is, and it's deserved.
Yes.
Jason Tatum, I get it. The first two games, he wasn't great. But if you look at the minutes logged from this guy, in an era where guys don't play as much,
mm-hmm.
and load management and everything else, Jason Tatum doesn't do that stuff, man. He's 26, and he's legitimately jeopardizing his ability to play at 36. By how many minutes he's playing in 26.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. That is absolutely a real thing.
He's 26. Now, he's been in the league for 7 or 8 years.
Is he going to make plenty of money? The answer is of course. Is he going to have a great career? The answer is of course. Is he going to the Hall of Fame? The answer is of course. It's not any of those things. But to see him just absolutely out there running the minutes that he does, we're seeing greatness right in front of us. Porzingis gets hurt after game two. Everyone talks about, oh, great. Dallas goes home, including us, by the way. Dallas goes home. Those role players are going to play better. They don't have Porzingis. Man, they just, and it didn't matter. Dallas gets up, what, 13 in the first quarter?
Yeah.
Didn't matter. And so, no, we're watching all-time greatness right now. And it is from that GM spot that you talked about to Mazzulla, who has just turned into just an absolute magician with this team. And now we're three games into this, and I don't know what the Mavericks really, I don't know what people want out of a team, but 80-20 is one of those things that we need to talk about for sure. Texter, I'm a huge car fan, but a buddy tipped me back in April on the Batcats. How about that? We got 40-1 on UK winning the national title. I threw up in a little butt in my mouth saying go big blue in that last part. Now, I get it. Look, money is money. That's why, by the way, Blake Baker was going on and on with Diener this morning about UFC and about blah, blah, blah. And then Diener was trying to talk about, oh, that's what it was. He was talking about the College World Series. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's kind of hard to root for UK. And it's like, or it's money. Yeah. We're just gambling, brother. Like, it's okay. It's okay once in a while. There's a team that you don't like, but they win a bunch of games. You think I like the Celtics? I'm a Pistons guy. Do you think I like the Celtics? Dude, they played the Pacers. I was like, how many people can get hurt? Like, that's what I was thinking. With 80 and 20, I think we got to talk about it. I think that makes tonight interesting, because if they do the gentleman's sweep and they lose tonight and they go back to Boston to win game five, I'm not saying it'll lessen the title. It won't. That's 0%. But the ability to be an 80 and 20 team, Zach, I think that matters.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, to be on that list with Clay and KD and Steph, with Jordan and Pippen and those guys, with, you know, those Magic, you know, the Boston teams, the LA teams, like, those are, that puts you in a spot, especially, by the way, they get to run this back next year.
Yeah. Are they one of those legendary teams? I don't know. I don't know if they're on that level of the 96 Bulls or whatever. But
because I think we thought that with the Nuggets last year. Like, they could run it back with that team.
Yes.
But we're finding in the modern era, especially since, what, 17, is it that the last time someone got out of the 18. Second round? 18, someone got out of the second round. It's not easy to do in the modern era. That's why this Celtics team can be interesting. And it would go to something that a texter texted into me that I didn't agree with at the time, but can happen again. To me, there's one brand in the NBA right now. It's the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Celtics start winning again, that's the thing that stands out to me. Since 86 won title, that's what stands out. If you could go 80-20, and then next year, you don't have to go 80-20 again next year, but obviously if they do, holy bleep. But they don't have to go 80-20. If they could just go back-to-back, we're talking all-time stuff, man.
And that deal is going to be around for a while. Jason Tatum's young. Jaylen Brown's young. Jaylen Brown, everybody clowned him when he got the biggest deal in NBA history, but he's going to end up being finals MVP. Look, the Celtics are built to be very good for years to come, but it also felt like this was the year that they had to do it because, I mean, go back to 2017. They've either been in the Eastern Conference Finals, the NBA Finals, or I think the very worst they ever did was make it to the semifinals. They're there every single year. And they just never got over the hump. So now if this team's able to get over the hump, does that take a little bit of weight off of them of, okay, we finally did it. Right. Now things get a little bit easier as far as, oh, now we know we can do it. We'll come back next year. We'll win it again. And all the stress and all the tension that was on this team, and I made the point during the playoffs, every other team, from the Mavs to the Pacers, everybody, the Knicks, you could quantify their season as some sort of success, even if they don't win the title. The Celtics were the one team coming into this postseason that if they did not win the championship, their season was an absolute failure. And they've responded. And it looks like it's not going to be a failure because they're going to get it done, whether it's tonight, whether it's game five, whatever the case may be. They're going to win it all.
So you're right about one thing especially, which is Tatum's 26.
Yeah.
Do you know how old LeBron was when he got his first title?
I believe he was 27.
28.
28.
Okay.
That's
right. He was 28 years old.
Yeah, Jordan.
Or maybe, you know what? Right before his 20. He was 27. You're right. Right before his 28th birthday.
Yeah.
We just assume, because guys have been in the league for a long time, that they're ready to just do this. Really stands out to me, man, that at 26, and we lose sight of this because guys are in, you know, in the NFL, you can't get drafted until you're junior in college because you would die. I mean, if you go to the NFL at 18 and try to play running back, someone's going to kill you, right? Physically,
Adrian,
you can't
Peterson,
do it.
I think he could have done it.
There are like five, right?
Yeah.
Like
Herschel Walker could have done it.
Right,
Adrian Peterson, Bo Jackson.
That's the list. And
that's
it's
about it.
Exceptional dudes, right?
Yeah.
But like, we have safeguards in place in things like the NFL for this sort of thing. And I think we forget that, you know, you're 31.
Mm-hmm.
Man, who you were 10 years ago and who you were 5 years ago, very different dudes.
A little bit.
Right? And so I think we lose sight of some of that stuff. And I kind of wanted to celebrate the fact that we see greatness in front of us. And I think we need to all, you know, okay, in my case, I need to stop and slow down. Other people do what you want. But I will slow down and appreciate this, especially tonight. A new reason to watch tonight. Texter, Louis judges off the radio like a gentleman. You're damn right. No, listen. It takes all types. Radio is the weirdest hodgepodge of human beings you'd ever know. Texter asking, isn't that the artist sweep? It is the artist sweep. And calling it the gentleman sweep and the artist sweep is the same thing. You understand me? God, I got to get artists back on the show. This is one of the great talkers, man. That guy's unbelievable. Texter, I saw greatness in front of me at Waffle House, and I appreciated it.
We all see greatness at Waffle House.
You're damn right. Oh, man. Do you know the Kev on stage guy, the Kevin, the comedian Kevin? Oh, God, I forget his last name. I think he's got pretty common last name. But anyways, he's driving in his car, and it's the Atlanta Journal Constitution article about how dirty Waffle Houses are.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing? Like, of course it is. Hey, Louie, I need 20. Can you float me 20 bucks so I can get some Keystone? Dexter, 80 wins in this year's East is blah. Pacers top player hurt. Spider Mitchell's hurt, and the Knicks are depleted. Luke is banged up now. They will be remembered as the healthiest team at the finish line. Oh, and bleep every team from the Boston area. Okay, so the last part, definitely. The parts before that, though, if you stay healthy and other people don't, that's not your fault.
No.
That's not your fault.
Nobody denigrated the 2015 Warriors for winning a title without Mike Conley, Kyrie and Kevin Love in the finals.
Yeah. No, that's right. LeBron was still there. That's right. Texter, you all talked and just reminded me I pulled a Jaylen Brown rookie card out of a pack a few years ago, and I should probably sell it now. Thank you. No, it's probably right now or never. Yeah. Texter, have you seen the pick of Bo Scarborough when he was a high school sophomore? He looked like a 10th year Adrian Peterson. There are some dudes like
he
that.
He looked
for
like
sure,
Tarzan
man.
And played like Jane.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's some dudes that definitely it's Dwayne Johnson, right? That looked like a 25-year-old as a freshman in high school, right? He had the mustache. And
oh yeah.
So there you go. It's cool because this is what the NBA is about. It's about its stars. It's about its big brands. It hasn't been for a little while, and I wonder if we're getting back into an era where maybe we do that again.
Yeah.
And so I just don't know. I really don't know how that plays out, but 80 and 20 is nothing to sneeze at. I understand all the objection from the texter as far as, you know, this conference and these things. You could do that to Michael Jordan, too. You really could if you wanted to, because the 90s East was not great.
No.
It wasn't. It just wasn't
90s great. NBA is overrated.
Just go to break. Just go to break.
ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
Hey, you're home for Yacht Rock and Hot Takes. This is Rabeau. Yes, 1057. He's Zach Cantrell. He thinks the 90s are overrated. I'm Louis Rabeau. Thanks for joining us here on the show. You love the music
just
from the 90s, right?
Just 90s NBA. Yeah, the 90s music. In general is a great era. Come on now. 90s music's fantastic.
Texter, fire Zach immediately. Texter, too soon. Texter, Zach off the top rope. Texter, 90s NBA is overrated. Jordan always guarded the slow white guy. This is Rabeau and Co. ESPN 680. 105.7, my buddy Matt Derniman will join us at 11 from Monmouth Park ahead of Haskell Preview Day tomorrow. It is Yacht Rock Night tomorrow at Churchill Downs, and so Zach and I will be out there hanging out. Now that Zach has actually gotten to do the Blind Squirrel Derby seminar thing and meet people who hang out with this show, they're not so scary, and if you're out there tomorrow night, come on and find us. We'll probably be in 320, 321, something like that. Just DM me on Twitter at Radio Louie. We'll get you all set up that way. I got a cigar for anybody that comes by. How about that? Texter, 90s NBA was overrated. I almost drove off the road. That was officially Zach's worst take ever, and it's not close in Zach's voice. Can you say worst take ever in your Trump voice?
It's the worst take ever, maybe in the history of takes, ever.
Not a beautiful take.
No. This guy, total loser, doesn't know what
some
he's talking
guys,
about.
Some guys, they would love the 90s, not this guy.
Not this guy.
Oh, man.
Did you watch? People romanticize 90s NBA as though the final score wasn't 80-75
at the time. I'll back you up on one thing, which is we do romanticize the eras that come before us always. And we romanticize especially whatever we grow up with.
Yes.
Right? So, like, how you feel about LeBron is way stronger than someone who's 10 years older or 10 years younger than you.
Correct.
Just because of when you were coming up, right? And that's fine. Like, that's supposed to happen in sports. Your favorite Ohio State players happen in your 20s. They're not going to happen in your 30s.
Yeah.
That's just how this works, and I totally get it. And so I'll back you up on that part. You're still wrong, but it's okay.
The depth of talent wasn't as great back then as it is now. I'm not saying that the star power today is
that
better.
That part is absolutely true because of the European influence. It's not even a question. The foreign influence on the NBA is a fantastic, you know, that. I mean, think of just this season.
Yeah.
Doncic, Jokic,
Giannis.
SGAs from Canada. Like, you know, I mean, just over and over, you get great. You could make a starting five of those five guys and win all of your games. All of them.
And if you go back and watch old games, it's all packed in the paint. There's no ball movement. There's no spreading the floor whatsoever. Nobody knew how to count because everybody wanted to take long twos instead of threes, all that kind of stuff. Come on. Like, Michael Jordan was great. No doubt about it.
Dude, you're getting backed up on the text line. I don't...
Finally!
This...
It's about time, people. Let's go.
Oh, whatever. The text line likes you. 437-9680. I totally agree with Zach. I'm 51. I lived that era. Here's why I think the 90s doesn't compare to today. The stars were legit, like they are today. But the mid-roster guys down were bums.
Correct.
Were nowhere near as good as they are today. The NBA is... The depth part is true. The high-end talent part, though, it's different.
Yeah.
But I would, you know, like, so many of those guys, one of the things I hate is, like, a guy, like, we use him because he was on the show, Issel. Like, that Issel wouldn't be able to adjust to today's game. Get the bleep out of here.
He would.
He just wouldn't be a center. Like, it's okay. Like, he'd just be a different player. And with all the extra workouts and, you know, analytics and whatever else, you think a guy like Issel couldn't score 18 in the modern NBA? Of course he could.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, his numbers would be totally the same. And so that kind of stuff, you know, is its own thing. Texter, Zach likes ball movement.
Don't we all?
Texter, 2000s East was the weakest in NBA history. Oh, my Pistons made hay in that era,
buddy.
That was so
bad.
It was so bad.
The final scores of some of those games is just deplorable.
I think the Tayshaun Block game was 71-69.
Yeah, and that was one of the higher scoring games.
Yeah. Texter, people romanticize 90s basketball because you had a reason to watch the whole game. Today you just watched the fourth quarter. I think the reason people romanticize 90s basketball is because it was the coming out party for hip-hop nationally.
Yeah.
And that was a huge thing for all of us who grew up on Yo MTV Raps and that kind of stuff, where all of that stuff just came to the mainstream, and there was a sport that actually did it.
Correct.
Right? And it wasn't happening in the NFL or in Major League Baseball or whatever.
Well, it really didn't happen until Allen Iverson.
For sure.
He was the guy who rap to the mainstream as far as sports.
But it happened in front of us, and it was such a cultural... It was our own. We got to own that one.
Yeah.
That was what we were growing up around, and it was happening and all those things, and so... I think that's part of the texture. When the Bulls were winning, the scores weren't that bad, but the times around that with the Knicks and Spurs and Pistons were very bad.
Very bad.
That's right. Yeah, they were not great for sure. 437-9680. UPS Jobs text line. Keep them coming. Does anybody think the Mavs win tonight? And how do they win if that texture, if Big Miss was on the show, he'd be crushing you, Zach? I don't know about that. I think, yeah, he'd be crushing. That's okay.
Probably. Yeah. The 80s are better than the 90s, just saying.
Ooh, that's an interesting
take. Because you had Magic, Larry, yep. Isaiah.
Yep.
I mean, okay. You had Dr. J.
Yep.
Those are...
Okay.
Those teams...
The high-level talent in the 80s, yeah, better than the 90s, you're saying?
And the scores were better. Like, you'd have games in the hundreds, 110s. Like, there was a time where, in the late 90s, it just... The game was unwatchable at times. I mean, if you go back and watch some of those Heat... Knicks Pacers playoff games, they were, what, 78-77? Snooze fest. I like scoring.
Texter, you can't use Canada for foreign influence on the NBA. Canada is just northern U.S. Texter, 90s NBA b-ball, NCAA b-ball, fashion and music will never be topped. It is... That's...
90s college was better. I'll give you that. Because guys stayed in school.
Yeah. Yeah. You had some all-time teams, too.
Yep, 92 Duke.
Duke, Kentucky's teams, obviously. That UNLV. Arizona team was really good in 97.
Fab Five.
Fab Five was in the 90s. Yeah.
UNLV, you had Lou Dolson's Arizona teams.
Yep.
UConn started to become UConn.
Start of the Izzo era for some of those teams, too. Yeah, no, it's a good call. It is a good call. Man, that was everywhere. But no, 90s fashion. I lived through it, man. The yoga pants thing now is better than... The Doc Martens thing that I had to live through. Like, I'll take the yoga pants over the flannel.
Did you have the MC Hammer pants?
I didn't personally, but they were around. Yeah, I just didn't grow up in that kind of house. To no one's shock. Yeah. Oh, man.
You weren't blaring Can't Touch This?
I was not one of those guys. Where do I want to go next here? Do we just want to do the Tom Brady thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Zach, you did something unintentionally that is just fantastic. And All right, okay. Last text, then we'll move on with the conversation. 437-9680. Zach dropped the 90s were overrated in the NBA bomb on us. Texter, can't you also say the style of coaching was different in the 90s compared to today? There's no way a coach would let guys shoot 10 threes a game, especially big men. In a way, it's better because guys have more of an opportunity to be valuable players in the NBA. In ways, it's worse, too, because there's less skill involved in today's game as well. I don't know that I would say it's a less skilled game. I would say that it is a less nuanced game, Zach, right? So, like, who's the last great mid-range shooter? Is it
Durant? Melo?
Rip Hamilton?
Rip Hamilton's up there.
Obviously, Reggie, when he was at his peak, we think of him as a three-point shooter, but his mid-range game was...
Yeah, but think of how good Reggie would be in today's era.
Oh, for sure. But he was great in his era, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
But nowadays, his skill set would be utilized a lot more than it was even back then.
And he wouldn't get his ass kicked every game,
correct,
too. Yeah. That's the whole thing, too. Texter, I like scoring. Same, Zach, same.
Texter, we all do.
Those low-scoring games were watchable for the same reason hockey was watchable, the fights.
I'll give you that. Bring back fighting.
There was a true system back then that if you went over the line, something bad would happen to you. There was no question about it. And that, by the way, was in every sport. It absolutely existed. Texter, I hate the take that a low-scoring game is a bad game. Sometimes teams are just clinical. Sometimes offense sucks. Sometimes defense sucks. And teams score a bunch. Yeah, I get that take, too. I do think, generally speaking, we enjoy a higher-scoring game than a lower-scoring game.
Like, if you're watching a football game, do you want the final score to be 7-3, or do you want the final score to be 45-41? You'd rather watch 45-41 any day.
Man, Sean Livingston coming down the text.
Livingston, yeah. That's another one. Yep. The king of the mid-range.
Texter, hey, Louie, damn it, you didn't float me a 20, so I had to buy daddy ice. Sean Livingston never missed from mid-range. A little Sean Livingston reference. But you did something very unintentional on the show sheet, Zach. And you said, hey, man, did you see the Tom Brady headline? And I said, actually, no, I haven't seen the Tom Brady headline. I love that you love this story, by the way. It tickles me.
That's not how I would have described it.
Headline, Gisele Bündchen and her boyfriend have reportedly called it quits. She blames the Tom Brady roast for the split. So Brady's gone back and forth. He was clearly uncomfortable the night he did the roast, but it was probably worth it on that night. Later on, he goes, oh my gosh, my kids are traumatized and all this stuff. How terrible. But now, Gisele, it's not working out with the guy and she's blaming the roast. That makes the roast worth it, right? That's it. And you said
he wins
Brady
again.
Wins again. There it is.
He wins again. He's the GOAT.
All right. So here's what we're going to do, though. Which site did you put on the show sheet?
Outkick.
Do you know the station history with those guys at all?
Yeah, I know about Dockage.
Okay.
I know
okay,
Mark okay. Ennis still thinks Clay Travis is, you know.
Yeah. What's funny, I gotta say, what's funny, and I would do this on purpose just to needle Andy a little, is every year we go to the Indiana Derby, right? It's just part of my horse racing life, whatever. And we're doing it again this year. It's gonna be great. Well, Dockage was at Andy's station. I don't know if you know that. So Andy took over a spot because there were vacated spots, including him. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I would always go on Dockage when I was up there. Half an hour, hang out, do the thing. The guy, he's one of those guys, by the way, and I'm very comfortable saying this. There's a disconnect because the guy is unbelievably good at radio. He's unbelievably good. In person, you can watch his process happen, like all that stuff. He's incredibly good at the craft. But there is a synapses that don't fire with that dude. It is very strange to watch in person, but is absolutely that sort of thing. Texture, imperfections, and style variety are why I enjoy college basketball so much more than the NBA. Maybe. Yeah. I can see that. Texture, lower scoring basketball is bad. Virginia basketball will be coming to the studio to, well, you say kick our asses, but they don't. No one.
Based on their jello shot count,
yeah,
I ain't worried.
I'm not worried about that at all. That's right. Texture, speaking of low scoring games, worst game I ever watched was a Cousins High School football game, 6-3. My cousin's team won, held the ball forever, and punted from their own 40. Yeah, yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, yeah. God, I remember as a kid, there was a 5-3 game, Purdue in Ann Arbor. And I don't even remember who won. But it had
probably
rained.
Michigan.
It had rained so much. that no one could do anything.
That's just bad football.
It was just a terrible football game. Yeah. Texter, did you see where J.R. Smith wants to coach the Lakers? If that happens, my man's definitely got something on LeBron. Look.
Make this happen.
I need J.R. Smith shirtless coaching the Lakers. That's what I need. Does everyone understand that? Does everyone get what I need in my life? The answer is I need a shirtless J.R. Smith coaching the Lakers and all these things. Oh, man. So Giselle, it's not working out, and she's blaming the roast. The spotlight was too much for him, a source told the entertainment site. Joaquin's a regular guy. He's not used to getting the attention he was getting. Okay, so let's get into this really quick. Zach, I come to you and I say, you get to date and have all of the benefits of being around Giselle Bundchen for 6 months.
Yes.
Okay? Are you willing to be in a tabloid for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh, thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Come on. Right, go. You want to write up on me? Go ahead. What does he expect? Do you think, oh, Giselle's not famous. Is he just going to sit in a bunker and be in just complete silence? Nobody's ever going to find out who he is? Like, what do you expect,
dude? She's 36 and she looks like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You can write all about me all you want.
Yeah, that, boom. Thank you. That these are things, dude. These are things. Like, I'd be willing.
Come on. That's what you're worried about?
Yeah, thank you.
A stick and tabloid? You're worried about the roast? What do you expect?
Giselle Bundchen isn't happy with Tom Brady. The article continues. The cherry on top is probably this next revelation, from the source. Giselle's reportedly not happy with her ex-husband and is placing the blame on him. The source says, quote, she blames the break on Tom by agreeing to do the roast. He basically put a target on Joaquin's back. Oh, man, you really have to hate hearing that if you're Tom Brady. The guy your wife allegedly cheated on you with isn't happy about all the jokes that were made about him during a roast, so he broke up with your ex-wife.
Uh-huh.
The guy's never going to lose.
Do people not know how a roast works? I think that's the disconnect that we've had ever since this happens, that people don't know how a roast works. What?
I know.
Oh, no. Tom did this on purpose. Tom, he wins again. I don't know what to say.
It's fantastic. The guy never loses.
He never lost.
Never lost. Undefeated.
He's like LeVar Ball. I never lost.
Good, tell everybody to stay in their lane. Oh, man. Like I said, Bobby V after us, roundtable at 3 o'clock, mixtape 5:30, inside Churchill Downs at 6. Our coverage of the College World Series starts today as well, 7 o'clock here on ESPN 680, 105.7, Tennessee and Florida State. As we have had it, the NBA Finals will be over on 93.9. That's presented by our friends at Bear Nose Pizza. Yeah, it's that good Bear Nose Pizza and UPSJobs.com. Speaking of Bear Nose Pizza, want to thank them. They're bringing lunch by the ESPN Louisville Studios today, 13 area locations in business since 1977, award-winning pizza, pasta, sandwiches, salads, and check them out for things like chicken wings as well. Dine out and carry in, as Dan Issel will tell you. Order online, BearNose.com. BearNose Pizza, yeah, it's that good. BearNose Pizza. Wrap up the hour here, and then we'll talk to our friend Matt Dinnerman out at Monmouth Park. Do it next year. ESPN 680, 105.7.
Listening to Rabot & Co. here on ESPN 680 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabot.
ISE Yacht Rock Friday here on Rabot & Co. ESPN 680 105.7. When you hear his voice, do you think 40-year-old virgin?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no question, right?
Not even a
turn
thought.
This up, man. Oh, yeah. 437-9680. The Kevin Hart character in that movie. Just both y'all. So good, man. 437-9680 UPS Jobs Text Line. Keep them coming here on Rabot & Co. Put the code in Rabot & Co. We appreciate you very much. I'm Louis Rabot. He's Zach Cantrell. Tonight, again, Tennessee at Florida State, 7 o'clock here on 680-1057, following Inside Churchill Downs, NBA Finals over on 93.9. And then we will have Kentucky's game tomorrow. We do not know who. Wait, they're playing NC State tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
I got the bracket right? Okay. 140. Here on 680 1057. So if you want to listen to what they call the Batcats, go ahead and do that as well. Someone asking, do the Euro start today? Yeah, Germany gets that. They're hosting, so they get the first game today against Scotland. I always tell people, Zach, if you love geography, you know the traditional setup of the continents, right? And so Brady never lost Eli Manning on line one. Thank you, Texas.
That's true.
No statue for him though, right, Zach?
No statue.
And so I always tell people, if you want to understand geography, do two things. Take a class and learn traditional geography that, like, Kazakhstan and Israel are both in Asia. And then watch soccer and see how they align the countries. You ready for this, Zach? I think I'm going to blow your mind. I'm just kidding. You don't care. There are two American governing bodies for soccer. One of them is CONMEBOL, which is in South America, and one of them is CONCACAF. That's the one the U.S. is in. So that's like Canada and Mexico, U.S., Jamaica, you know, Guatemala, Panama, that kind of thing. Do you know the other countries that are in CONCACAF that are not in CONMEBOL, the southern one? Guyana, Suriname, and French Guyana are all in the one with the U.S., not with Brazil. Guess which country they border? Brazil. So if you want to know how people really think about the countries around them, if they fit culturally, that's how you figure it out. So, like, literally, like I said, Kazakhstan, which borders China,
yeah,
is in the European Confederation. That's how people think about the world. Look what soccer says. And the reason I bring that up, Scotland this summer will be part of Great Britain for the Olympics. But for soccer, no. The English are like, yeah, no. We're not sharing a team with you. No, we're not doing that. No. Go ahead, buddy. Yeah.
We are not.
What were you going to say? You just flipped on your...
No, I'm like,
oh, okay, got it. Yeah, yeah. Texter, the Brady text. There we go. Texter, my bad, Zach. I didn't say she wasn't hot. Just you were in your prime, pimp. Bring the heat.
Let's go.
I don't think anyone's ever called you pimp before, have they?
No.
How about that? A little text line love.
I'll take it.
I like that. We'll take it. 437-968. I got big baller shoes. They're on my trailer hitch. I like that. Yeah.
You know how much those shoes were when they came out?
$300.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's insane. Yeah, I don't get it.
I wonder what they are now.
Yeah, I'm not a... Are you a shoe guy? And I'm not hating, by the way, because, like, you know, like, Jay Davis comes on. Phil Baker works here as a shoe guy. Like, guys that get into shoes. I just...
I'm not obsessed with them. I can point out what a good shoe is, but I'm not sitting there like, oh, I'm not a sneakerhead. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, sneakerhead's probably the right word. I'm amazed at that culture. There's so much money in it.
Oh, yeah.
Just a stunning amount of money. So,
like, I don't understand people shooting each other over Jordan shoes.
That was the thing, man. 90s, baby. Speaking of. Oh, dog. Well, there you go. So a lot of people commenting on the roast, just like, what do people expect? Like, pointing out that in so many of those roasts, people's families were just in the front row. They were getting made fun of, too.
And you know what they did? They laughed.
That's right. They laughed. That's right.
You think when Jeffrey Ross and Nikki Glaser are involved, you think it's going to be PG?
I also just, there are different ways to deal with, family dynamics and different things. And if you can't do it with humor, that's fine. But don't be mad that other people deal with things with humor. Like, I use humor as therapy for sure. No question. Like, laugh about my life with therapy or with humor for sure. You know, that kind of stuff. So, okay. This is, see, I was having a good Friday until this text. Damn it. 437-9680. 041, you're on my bleep list. How does Louis feel about the Tour de France not finishing in Paris but finishing in Lyon? Look, it's not... I try not to be a hardcore traditionalist on almost anything. But you gotta finish on the Champs-Élysées! You have the Champs-Élysées! What are we doing? What are we doing, Zach? This isn't the NFL draft that you can leave, you know, a theater for. This is a Tour de France, man. Can you imagine? You train your whole life as a cyclist, and you've got a serious shot to win the Tour de France for the first time. And they're like, you're gonna roll into the streets of Lyon. Bleeping Lyon. Come on. Zach, where's Lyon?
I have no idea.
What are we doing, man?
So it's like we're playing the first 71 holes of Augusta at Augusta, and then the 72nd holes somewhere in like Savannah, Georgia, or Atlanta, or something like that.
Thank you. That is a perfect analogy. Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it is. Nah. I don't like it. How about that? I don't like it at all. Speaking of greatness, we don't talk a lot of baseball on this show, but let's jump around. Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Plus, the Yankees probably have the best two starting pitchers in baseball right now, too.
Yeah.
They interviewed Rocco Baldelli. Do you know where he's managing these days?
I don't.
He's in Minnesota. I don't have anything special here, he said. There's not an ideal way to attack the guys that are the best of the game at what they do. Rarely are two best hitters in baseball on the same team, but the numbers illustrate that Judge and Soto are not only the top hitters in the sport, but one of the greatest duos ever. Are you ready for this list? So we just did this with the Celtics, right?
Yeah.
That 80-20 thing, can you do that? The 1927 Yankees with Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, their combined wins above replacement was 24.5. Do you know the second through this part of the season is the 2024 Aaron Judge, Juan Soto combination?
I read the list. It's like Ruth Gehrig, these guys.
Correct. Number three, Ruth Gehrig. Number four, Ruth Gehrig. Number five, Knapp, Lajoie, and Terry Turner of the 1906 Cleveland Naps. Knapp, Lajoie, by the way, so good they named the team after him.
Yeah.
And then they went with Guardians, by the way. You could have been the Naps. Shame on you, Cleveland. You could have been the Naps.
Embarrassing.
You could have pushed Indianapolis out of the way. You could have been Naptown. You screwed it up.
Instead, they're Guardians of the Galaxy.
Do you know what made me smile, though, that's on this list? A little Junior Griffey and A-Rod.
Oh, yeah.
Those teams, dude. Those freaking...
Jay Buhner was on that team. Remember the episode of Seinfeld where Frank's dad was...
Kingdom, dude.
You traded Jay Buhner.
You traded Jay Buhner!
He didn't care that
George... just yelling. Wait,
that's when George was missing. He didn't care about that. He only cared about is he's mad that they traded Jay Buhner.
You traded Jay Buhner. You should find that. You can play that. I don't care. Let's go. Texter, maybe if instead of watching the Rose Giselle and listen to Louis Cade's reach, you'd still have a boyfriend. Look. I agree. That's all I got. I agree. Texter, how does the Tour de France affect the Cowboys trick?
I can't believe it. He was so young. How could this have happened?
Well, he'd been logging some pretty heavy hours. First one in the morning, last one to leave at night. That kid was a human dynamo.
Are you sure you're talking about George?
You are, Mr. and Mrs. Costanza.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Well, Buhner was a good prospect, no question about it. But my baseball people love Ken Phelps bat. They kept saying, Ken Phelps, Ken Phelps.
I'm not here, leave a message.
So good.
Ken Phelps.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? They love Ken Phelps' bat. What a scene. Play it again. I love that. Just play it again. I don't care. Just do it again. What a great scene.
About George.
Are you sure you're talking about George?
Mr. and Mrs. Costanza.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm.
Oh.
You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Edgar Martinez coming down the text line. Dude, they were loaded, man. They were loaded.
I mean, you talk about like the greatest side characters in television history. Frank Costanza is very, very high on that list.
Yeah, for sure.
You want a piece of me?
By the way, the other part of this, Soto's 25, man.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere, dude. 320, 17 homers, 1.025 OPS first season in New York. Judge is the captain. Oh, the captain. 302, 1.118 OPS. And MLB best 25 home runs. By the way, he's been around so long, Zach, that Travis Stone's call in the 2018 Kentucky Derby was all rise for Justify.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Think about that. 2018, okay? That's before the season,
yeah.
Right? That's May. That's essentially at the very, very beginning of the baseball season. And so, yeah, all rise for Justify. So there you go. 437-9680.
What is Rich Aurelia doing on this list? Rich Aurelia and Barry Bonds in 2001.
Yeah, basically.
That was Barry Bonds' 73 home run season.
Correct. And Jeff Kent's on the next season. We remember. Jeff Kent, dude, underrated player.
Yes.
His numbers are stupid. Now, he benefited from being around Barry Bonds, for sure. But guy was incredible.
Yeah, because everybody intentionally walked Barry, so they pitched to Jeff Kent.
Correct. But Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig made the list again. Babe Ruth made the list again at the bottom in 1923 as well in this wins above replacement sort of metric. But yeah, I just a reminder that even if I'm not watching every Yankee game, which I won't, I'll probably see two or three of their games this year.
Yeah.
That's happening right now, and it's something worth noting because, again, the Celtics are doing something we don't see in the NBA very often. We haven't seen in since 2017?
Yeah.
It's been 7 years, and these guys are doing this, and we haven't seen it since 1930. It's a hell of a number, man.
We always compare every great baseball team or baseball player to the 1927 Yankees.
They're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, they're right there. So it's a pretty remarkable thing to watch. But yeah, Juan Soto, only 25 years old. The outfielders rank first and second in the majors in OPS, on-base percentage, WAR plus, and WOBA, which I do not know what that is. I think that's on-base plus. God, what is that? On-base plus average? Is that right? Judge is on pace for 57 home runs 2 years after smashing 62. Soto's on track to strike gold in free agency this winter before his age 26 season as well. Do you expect him to leave New York?
No.
Or will they'll just pay him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's the Yankees.
What a great problem to have. Plus, you get to hit in front of Aaron Judge.
Yeah. So they're not going to intentionally walk
you. They're going to throw to you. That's right. Judge has laid waste to pitchers since an ugly opening part of the season. May 2nd was the low point against the Orioles, batting .413, .528 on-base percentage right now. Since then, it's unbelievable. Dexter, 1920s baseball was overrated.
You don't like the dead ball era?
I kind of agree with the Dexter.
No, I agree. Babe Ruth was hitting homers off plumbers.
Oh, man. I would guess, actually, guys would trade. No. Mike Stanton. What a great text.
They traded Babe Ruth for like $100,000 back then.
I got in trouble for this conversation last year, or 2 years ago, but I'll do it anyway. Do you assume these guys are clean now because of drug testing and different stuff? Like, do you think Aaron Judge just shows up every day and he's that great all the time? Or do you assume something's going on?
Something's going on.
Yeah, I'm like that, too. And I got really just absolutely crushed for that take 2 years ago.
And I don't know if this is a take I'm going to get crushed for. I don't care if guys
I also
steroids.
Don't care about it either.
I love
that's the
part. Steroid era.
It's not even that. Like, I don't think it's to that level, by the way.
No.
I think it's just guys have figured out how to recover better.
But would you rather guys not take steroids and watch 1-0 pitchers' duels, or do you want to watch slugfests like we did back in
the
2000s?
Well, I don't even care about that, because I like good pitching, too. And actually, I will push back on one part of that. You're right. In basketball, I want high-scoring games. Baseball, I don't care. Like, a pitcher's duel, to me, is as interesting.
Yeah. Depends on who they are.
Correct.
Yeah.
But if you... I remember one time I got to go to... it was an Expos game, and Pedro was on the mound. And I knew it was going to be low-scoring, right? But I didn't care. It was Pedro Martinez.
Because Pedro's pitching.
Right.
Yeah.
I was in Detroit. I got to watch... God, it was a random matchup. I think it was Kenny Rogers when he was decent. But Roger Clemens was in for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it was going to be low-scoring, and that was fine. And so it's no. I think in baseball especially, I'm fine with the pitcher's duel because it's just it's like the quarterback in football. He touches the ball on every play. The pitcher truly affects the game more than anyone else in baseball, right? And
yes.
So it's its own thing. But this group, man, these two guys, in Aaron Judge and Juan Soto, this is just it just stood out so much to me when I was doing my prep for the show, reading and stuff, that how good they are. In the absolute annals of baseball going back 100 years.
Yeah.
And it's stunning.
So. Texter pointed out Barry Bonds never tested positive for anything. True. Yep. I mean, you could just look at him and tell
correct.
That he was on
something.
Yeah,
the hat size
but
and all sorts of things. Yeah.
I loved watching Barry Bonds. I don't care if he was juiced.
Yeah, Jeff Kent was cold, stood up to Barry. Jeff Kent was wild.
They hated each other.
They hate each other.
They showed, I think if you take away Barry Bonds' steroids era, he'd still have 440 homers and 350
stolen
bases. Oh,
Levitar
did
this the other day, and it was like if you take away his eight... All-star,
MVP seasons.
Yeah, eight MVPs or whatever, and just went the other stuff. He still had 400 home runs and 300 stolen bases and all this kind of stuff.
He's insane.
Yeah, the numbers are absolutely out of control, so there you go. Take a break here. We'll get our guy Matt Dinnerman on the other side. Switch to horses here from from Barry Bonds and Jeff Kent talk. Reminder, go check out our friends over at Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Our promo code is horseracing. You get 20% off your purchase. Free shipping with that as well. So again, Manscaped.com. Promo code horse racing. You can trim up your beard just like Zach Cantrell. How about that? Go check them out on their website, manscaped.com. Promo code horse racing. Cannot suggest enough their products in general. I'm sure you think of them as only below the collarbone. I can tell you lots of great stuff for your beard, for your hair, whatever you are looking for as well. Matt Dinnerman, we talk to him next.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.